playing and singing, or when we're when not playing or singing with the Pop Guns, they are doing their own thing. They're from Brighton in the UK. They write, play, and sing indie folk fusion. I wish I came up with that term. I really like it. They're ready to release their debut full-length album, Isobar Blues, on November 25th. It'll be on Matinee Recordings. By the way, the new disc does have a Christmas tune on it. And I, just for a reminder, I'll be doing two holiday tune-focused shows on December 13th and 20th. Hope you can join me for those. The song I have for you now is the CD's lead-off track. This is called The Sweetest Feeling. New music from The Perfect English Weather here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Shouldn't worry, but you know I-
New music from Hader here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we're just kicking off the new release show, Hader. They are an edgy alt-rock mixed-gender quartet from Malmo, Sweden. They recently signed to Punk Slime Recordings earlier this year and released their debut EP in July, which is when I first featured them. They are back with a brand new single, Mental Haven, which came out November 10th. Changing musical direction with something new from Sunflower Bean. And Sunflower Bean, which is a great name for a band. They are a mixed-gendered soft indie pop trio out of New York. That's my description. Their Facebook description describes them as neo-psychedelic for the digital age. Their debut full-length album, Human Ceremony, came out in February of this year, and it contained the hit Easier Said. Trying to keep the success momentum alive, they are releasing a four-song EP of cover tunes entitled From the Basement. I was particularly taken with this cover of Neil Young's Harvest Moon. New cover music from Sunflower Bean here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That's the latest material from American Wrestlers here on Freeform Radio, Tubbs University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in, rather, to music you might otherwise miss. So, American Wrestlers, they are a mixed-gendered indie surf rock kind of band, alt pop too, foursome. They just released their second album, Goodbye Terrible Youth, on the 4th of November on Fat Possum Records. The tune I just had for airplay, Amazing Grace, is on the new album. However, the version that you just sampled is from their Japan-only release. I just happen to like that version a little bit better.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Next up is a tune from The Girl Folder, also a great name for a band. The Girl Folder, they are an alt-rock pop slash any quartet or quintet rather out of Newcastle, New South Wales in Australia. They've been together in this configuration since 2013 and had self-released a full-length album and an EP. They just recently signed to the A&R Department record label and it allowed them to release this rock influence single. It's called I'm Not Talking About Love Again, which came out November 11th. Just around the corner. New music from The Girl Folder here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm not
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the Jensens right after the latest here from Jim James. That was a tune from Jim James here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's TK here with music you might otherwise miss. Now, I don't think I have a great deal to say about Jim James. I mean, he's a wickedly talented artist. You probably know him already. He got his start by fronting My Morning Jacket and has since recorded with several other artists and released several solo efforts. He is the epitome of an artist. He's not afraid to try risky musical endeavors, and not all of them work in my book, but you know, that's really not the point. I respect that he tries. The discovery is sometimes its own reward, at least at that time frame. And James's latest effort is Extremely Even. It's the name of the disc, and we just sampled there here in spirit. I can tell you, really likes the reverb on that. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Linear. It's the part of the show, and I like to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career, and today's pick is The Jensens. The Jensens are an unsigned five-piece band out of Brisbane, Australia, and they like to play what they say garage pop. I first found them in November of 2014. Their plan at that time was to release two singles in November of that year and two more in 2015. Well, they only released one in 2015. Then, in March of this year, they self-released their debut full-length album, Everybody Talks, which included their previously released material. They are back with the release of a standalone single, and coincidentally, the title of this single is called Everybody Talks. It's very confusing. So this is The Jensens. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm
Freeform. Internet radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the Jensens with Fears, which was released as a standalone single in 2014. It was also included in their 2016 album, Everybody Talks. It all comes together, doesn't it? Hey, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I put it up on my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there, I actually posted a video this morning, and there are also some free downloads available. Lots of stuff on there. Take a look. Take a gander. Log on over to tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Crowded House, and the album that has been re-released is their self-titled debut album, which originally came out in 1986. Crowded House, they are a rock band formed in Melbourne, Australia in 1985. The founding members were New Zealander Neil Finn and Australians Paul Hester and Nick Seymour. Later band members included Neil Finn's brother, Tim Finn. Neil and Tim were the original founding members of the band Split Enz. Neil and Tim had a rocky relationship all through the Split Enz era, which is one of the reasons why Neil went off in a different direction. Their debut album went over very well with the help of MTV, which they won or gave them, Crowded House says, MTV gave them Best New Artist Award in 1987. The album had top tracks on it like Something So Strong, Mean to Me, and this one, Don't Dream It's Over. So this is Crowded House with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
There's a battle ahead, many battles are lost. coming and I see you out the neighborhood and ride until he dies. Getting out, living, would you be unforgiven if I let you down? I let you down. Love was fast, another thought. Oh my God, he's like I'm so in love with him. Weekend, you're dying just to know the feeling. You just you care about me, hey. I guess we're pretty normal. It's been like house homework. I know if I handle this. Walking in the park with you, I'm on the radio. It's like living a real life. It's like playing nice for me. Sitting and watch the TV, but the stars don't let me down. You just don't let me down. Love was fast, another thought. Oh my God, he's like I'm so in love with him. And everything's a little much from myself inside. But baby, baby, I'm just lost like you. But baby, baby, I'm just lost like you.
Reform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is new stuff from Laurel. Laurel is an edgy alt-pop singer-songwriter out of Southampton, but currently makes her base of operations in London. Oop, I just hit the microphone. She's getting ready to release an EP. It's called Park on November 18th. She also has plans to release her debut full-length album sometime in 2017. I was able to get my hands on two of the four tracks on the new EP, and I had that delicious dilemma of deciding which tune to play for you this morning. I went with the unreleased track. It's called Maybe Baby. However, I will play the selected single Hurricane on next week's show. It seemed like a good compromise. I like both tunes. Next up is something new and wonderful from Family Friends. They are a brother-sister duo, Tom and Rebecca Fitzsimmons. This psych-pop twosome split time between East London and Melbourne, Australia, which I think just sounds fantastic. When I first found these guys back in 2015, they were a five-piece. I liked them so much, I played two songs from them during the new release show. Both tracks ended up on their three-song EP entitled Across the Water. Rebecca has a Fiona Apple quality to her singing style. On November 3rd, the Symbolies released this standalone single. It's called Look the Other Way. New music from Family Friends here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That was a tune from Alaska here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a cloudy, potentially rainy Tuesday morning. It's nice where you are. So Alaska, it's spelled A-L-Y-E-S-K-A, which I found out from the band's SoundCloud page that it is the archaic spelling of Alaska. They are an unsigned mixed-gendered indie rock trio originally from Montana but now call Los Angeles their home. They are fronted by Alaska Reed, and she is ably supported by Ben Spear and Enzo Scarpadiene. They've been making music since 2014 with one EP and several singles. The latest single, Lose My Place, came out on November 8th. Word has it they are working on their debut full-length album, which will be released sometime in 2017. Next on the playlist is a new track from Blonde Maze. Blonde Maze is the onstage persona of Amanda Steckler. She's an unsigned New York-based indie electronica musician. She self-released her debut EP, Oceans, in May of 2015 and started charting on the Hype Machine. She's back in 2016 with the release of her brand new single, Antarctica. New music from Blonde Maze here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Burning the fire.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from a band called Plaza. They are four teenagers from the seaside town of Hartlepool in the UK. They've just released their third single. It's called Youth on November 4th. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.